2 months, at least, I think, sitting outside of our studio window here.
Pretty much always with us.
It really was. Kind of became a part of the show in a weird way. The Sundance Square Communal Port-a-John. Started with some construction by the city.
They opened up the Snickers hole.
Put a fence around it and then brought in the Port-a-John. Subsequently also bringing in the hand sanitizing station that nobody used. So it's kind of weird to look at, you
all
know?
All walks of life.
Over my left shoulder and there's no... So we figured we'd call our missing Port-a-John this morning. I think we have the
Where
number for
you?
This. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to it. The Port-a-John.
Yeah, my name's Brian, actually.
Brian.
I guess that's
not,
a lot.
Not John?
Not
John.
It's more of a branding thing. Brian, actually.
All right, Brandon. Okay. Brian. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I've seen you guys. You never visited me once.
Oh, no.
At all.
We kept an eye on you.
Yeah, stay far away.
Everybody else did.
Oh, that's true.
No kidding.
I do like your music, though. I love it. It's playing.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, make sure to say hey to my friend Chuck.
Did you get to know Chuck?
You know him?
Oh, real well. Real well.
Okay, all right.
Good dude.
He's a good dude. Okay.
Actually, funny story. He knew a cousin of mine named John.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. There's the John.
He's out there in Boise. Small world, huh?
Small world. I mean, this was an ordeal.
Well, I suppose these things happen. You know, they brought me over. Funny story.
Yeah.
I was over at TCU.
Oh. Construction over there by campus?
No, I was taking classes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
What'd you learn?
What's your major?
MBA. Well, I'm working on my MBA. You think I want to be a Port-a-John my entire life?
Oh.
I got dreams.
I
want to be a dancer.
Didn't see that
probably
coming.
Just kind of open a carpet cleaning business, stuff like that, yeah.
Well, I got to know.
That's nice, yeah.
What were they doing over there when opened up the big Snickers hole?
Yeah. Well, they don't give me many details about that, you know. I mean, they just brought me over here, yada, yada, yada. You know, they do their work, and they just kind of left me here.
They left you for like a week or so.
Yeah, abandoned.
They just forgot about me, and then it was just like open season.
You know, anybody can come in.
They took the fence down, and you were available to the world.
Yes, you were.
I mean, I don't mind it, you know. Yeah, I like to meet new people and all. I don't have a problem with that and everything, you know.
Okay.
You know, but nobody even came to empty me out.
Yeah, we noticed.
I had to do it myself.
What?
What?
You really?
How do you think we filled up that crater? what do you think's in it?
That's what that smell is.
That explains a lot. Yeah.
Well, I'm all about hygiene, you know. It's the pandemic and the outbreak and everything. So,
you're about hygiene.
You have the hand sanitizing station.
Yeah.
Right
that was Tina.
Tina?
Yeah, she's awful. Don't go near her.
Tina's bad.
No,
all right. Well, good to know about Tina.
This wasn't the worst time, though.
What was the worst time?
Yeah, try to be one of those Port-a-Johns out there at the ranch bash. That thing is...
Oh, I can only imagine.
We're cross-promoting. You see
we are cross-promoting. Yeah. Well done.
They came and got you in the middle of the night.
They did. I was abducted.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. I thought it was an alien thing. Uh-huh. Yeah, just right in the middle of nowhere.
So where were you taken? Where'd you go?
We would love to know.
Oh, they chucked me over to the Dallas side over here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're in Dallas?
Yeah, so I'm going to be real busy. Over here.
Right. Oh, we miss you.
I wish I'd be back here. I'll come visit.
There he is, the Port-a-John from Sundance Square.
It's KB and Marley, 92.1, and now at 95.5, Wichita Falls, Hank FM.